live from the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. How are you? It is hump day, the 15th of August, 2007. Halfway through another week here on the program. Glad you are with us tonight. It is open lines. We're going to get to digging through the news and talking about a number of things tonight. And your participation is welcome and expected at 800-313-9443. A lot of stuff to go through and a lot of things. There's just so much happening every day. There's no way to get to it all. And so we're gonna tackle, you know, at least two or three things on the program tonight. Just kind of discuss them out as far as they can go. Tomorrow night on the program, Josh Reeves. He's a young Dallas filmmaker, has made a brand new movie that debuted the other night in Dallas, Texas, down at the beautiful Lakewood Theater. I wish I could have gone there because just the opportunity to be in that theater is impressive. This is a 1930s type Art Deco theater. Absolute beautiful place. And plus the restaurant next to it that serves mighty good food, which makes it worth the trip just for that alone. But he's made a brand new movie called 9/11 New World Rising. And he gets into a lot of the who's-its and what's-its regarding to 9/11 in his movie. He's going to join us tomorrow night. And we're going to talk about his movie and kind of what got him the idea to make the movie and that kind of stuff. I tell you what, these young kids with these movie programs and the movie makers and how they're just spending their time going and dissecting video and pulling and putting all this stuff together is absolutely incredible. And Josh is another one of these young people involved in trying to get our country back. And his sister, yeah, Hard Truth Soldier Chick is what she goes by. These are the type of kids that are getting out, and they're trying their best to make a difference. And I mean, if they have a choice between having internet or eating, they're going to choose having internet, so they can get more video clips. This is just the type of kids that we've got involved, and it's a good thing to see. And I'm happy to have Josh on the program tomorrow night. He was there to premiere his film after William Rodriguez had spoken and got a standing ovation, which I think is absolutely great. He's going to be down in Austin with his movie. I think it's September on either the 14th or 15th, I think, down at Brave New Books. So you folks down there definitely want to check it out. And then on Friday night, a show that I've spent the last a week and a half trying to put together here. We're going to get into the subject of premature cord clamping of newborn infants and some of the health risks and things that are happening to children as a result of it. Plus, we're going to bring a woman on who basically, for lack of a better term, was abused by a doctor in her birth that caused major problems. And we're going to bring out basically that in many instances, the way we're birthing children and the processes that are being used in hospitals by doctors are actually more harmful to the child than they are beneficial. Now, that doesn't surprise you whatsoever because, again, the doctor has to hurry in and hurry out. His time is money, of course. And so we're going to get into all of that on Friday night. And then next weekend, next Friday, the following Friday, I think we're going to do another Young Guns Roundtable with Doug Owen of Blacklisted News and Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com. I think we'll bring an extra person on as well, extended the invitation as well. And so we'll do that next week. So busy week shaping up for next week as well, right here on the Midnight Rider. We'll be back, start diving into the news on the other side. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Website is MidnightRiderShow.com, MidnightRiderShow.com, and you could go there. There's a email link that will put you in contact with me. And your thoughts, suggestions about the show, you got a guest idea, let me know. Matter of fact, this cord clamping program came to me as a result of a suggestion that appeared in my email box. And so I got in contact with the proper people, and boom. We're putting that all together. That's going to be an interesting show. And I'm looking forward to doing that. A lot of people don't know about this. I didn't know about it. And then, boom. You know, I saw this. And I'm thinking, oh, my. And I think there's links to autism, cerebral palsy, mental retardation because of this. And serious issue that we're going to get into on Friday night. And then, of course, tomorrow night, I'm looking forward to having Josh Reeves on. Josh is just a great kid.
Tomorrow's a big day for you.
Yeah, and a matter of fact, tomorrow is a super big day for me. After I do the program tonight, I will maybe possibly grab a cat nap. And at 5:30 in the morning, I will head to the hospital. And by 8 o'clock, I will probably be a grandfather for the third time. My daughter's going in and going to have a little cesarean at section job.
First grand girl.
It'll be my first granddaughter, yes. And so I'm excited. You have no idea how excited I am about it. And I'm just tickled pink that she'll be here in the morning. And, we've been waiting 9 months, you know. So I'm just awful pumped up that she's going to be here in the morning. And you know, be there with my daughter and get to see another life come into the world. Yeah, it would have been nice if it would have been today, because today was our 11th wedding anniversary.
Right.
Yeah.
So it would have been cool had the doctor decided to do it today, but instead the doctor picks the first day of school.
Well, I told Deborah that she needed to do that. Deborah's my daughter, and I told her that she needed to do it on the 15th, but the doctor wouldn't sway.
Well,
it's Wednesday. Doctor plays golf.
Well, and her mother was probably glad that she didn't.
Probably so.
That she didn't pick it.
Probably
today.
So. But I'm just tickled and excited about what'll happen tomorrow and looking forward to that. And it's cool when a new life comes into this world. And a friend of mine yesterday had lost a grandfather, and there was sadness in my heart for them, because you know, I never had a grandfather, because both of mine had died the year I was born. And the sadness for him is, as he was telling me about how at one time they were really close and the things that he learned and he was taught. And to think that tomorrow I'll have another opportunity to share what I learned and what I've been taught and share that love with a second generation of children, which I think is absolutely great. And both my parents are alive. And they can't believe that they're great-grandparents.
Well, she's only 21.
Well, she's 23. She'll be 23 in September. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so, and she's gotten hers out of the way quick. But so that's going to be just really fun. I mean, for me it is, because I'll get the whole grandbaby and start spoiling her rotten tomorrow shortly after 8 o'clock. Because usually grandpa's usually the one to get a hold of that baby pretty quick. And let the bonding begin. Yeah. So that's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to that. It's just so neat when a new life comes in. And at another two previous births, I sit and go back to when my daughter was born. Here we were in Waco, Texas. She's the only white baby in the room. All these little brown, all these brown bodies, you know, these little brown babies they're all Mexican babies or, you know, and in this hospital in Waco, Texas in 1984. And here's this little girl all pale with just a scratch of red hair on her. And I knew it was mine. And, it was cool. And every time I've been in the hospital with her, at her other two births, it's just been incredible, because I just go back to that and think about that and how special it is and all of that. It's just so cool. But at the same time, it even makes our job more important because of what we have to do and the job that's in front of us. Because folks, thank you guys in the chat room, by the way, which is open. You can click on that link there at the MidnightWriterShow.com website and join the chat room. They're saying congratulations in there. The responsibility, folks, that you and I have to protect these little ones. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this cord clamping show. Was because it hit home. You know, because I knew, you know, that she's coming into the world. And so, you know, you want to make sure that your grandchild or your child is safe. And so that's why I decided to do the show, to have these people on and give them an opportunity to get their message out so people can become aware of what's happening.
Yeah, because if somebody doesn't give them the chance, they can't get it out of there. They can't get the information out.
No,
so.
No, exactly. And that's why, you know, that's why I take very, you know, sometimes I laugh and sometimes I joke and I do funny voices. Well, maybe to you they're not funny, but to me they are. and I'll do voices and stuff, and we'll have a good time from time to time. Folks, I take what I do very, very seriously, extremely seriously. While I have a passion for doing radio, because it's just, that's what's in my blood. It's the only thing I know. It's the only thing I've ever been good at, reasonably. And I'm not saying I'm good at this, but...
Reasonably.
But I take every broadcast, every show, seriously. Regardless of whether it's this show on one of the largest Patriot networks in the country, or on my network, which is one-fifth the size. It doesn't matter if I'm on somebody's show with, and I have from time to time gone on somebody's show that has 10 listeners. I take it just as seriously. Doesn't matter how big, how small, every time I get behind a microphone or I'm a guest on somebody's show or whatever, it's serious business. And we might laugh, and we might joke, and we may bring up the absurdity of all of this, but it's all so, so serious. Because it's the lives of these little ones that we have to protect. They're the ones that are in danger. I'm a 41-year-old wannabe or has-been, whatever. My life's not important. It's their lives and the lives of our children that are important, and that what happens to them should be of our paramount concern. And the fact that we see them in school as they're further and further dumbed down, they know less and less information. Why? Because the job fields are changing, where all they're going to need to know is, welcome to McDonald's, can I take your order, please? The job fields are literally changing in this country, so there's no need to teach them any more information. Get them ready for the workplace. Get them trained on the computer keyboard that'll allow them to take the orders. Or a service job, teach them to cut hair. Those type of things. This could, the hospitality. Ooh, how about a degree in hotel management? Well, there's only so many places for hotel management. There's only so many places for people to cut hair. And there's only so many freaking McDonald's. And there's only so many slave marts. And there's no need to teach them. And so every day with my kids, I try to give them information they don't get anywhere else. We talk about a number of things. We talk about history. My 11-year-old boy, he's nuts about history.
Well, the 5-year-old now, he, can I tell the story that happened over the weekend?
What was that?
We had this cabin out in the woods. And the 11-year-old, the 17-year-old, and the 7-year-old were waiting around for us to create fun for them. Well, all of a sudden, you see the 5-year-old running up with a toy-made gun out of a stick. Now, the 11-year-old and the 5-year-old are best friends. They're brothers, but they're best friends. So the 11-year-old has been teaching the 5-year-old about World War I, World War II, the Russians, the Germans, all of this. Am I allowed to say the names that he called them? So,
yeah,
okay. So he runs up and he yells, Mike and I were sitting out on the porch, and he yells, Mom, take cover. I'm rooting the krauts out. Well, he starts shooting this little make-believe gun
right. That's
out of this stick. And then he grabs this great big piece of wood that was, what, about 3 foot tall?
Yeah.
And he's going, pow, pow. I said, what are you doing? He's got this thing up on his shoulder, and he says, I'm rooting out the Jerry's. I got the bazooka. I'm clearing the path.
Yeah, but it took him 3 days to finally realize
that the other kids.
Yeah, that they could all make their own fun and that they could absolutely have a blast, and they've forgotten that. And so many regular people have forgotten it too, because
well, they didn't ever know it because,
right.
and one thing
well,
that
hold
has...
on, we got to go to a break.
Oh,
we'll come back with more on the other side. 800-313-9443. Winston up in the Great White North. We'll talk to you on the other side here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Is the number. If you want to join us here on the Midnight Rider, the Wednesday night edition, August 15th, 2007. Winston in Canada is waiting so patiently on the phone. Welcome to the program, Winston. How are you this evening?
Not too bad. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I've really been enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Usually I'd be calling in to talk about, you know, false flag terror, 911.
Right.
All that stuff. But tonight, actually, I'd like to phone in a bit of a news tip to you.
Please do.
Is that all right?
Go right ahead.
Are you still there?
Yeah, have right at it, Winston. Go right ahead.
Oh, sorry about that. My
no problem.
But, I've kind of made it a practice of looking at the Asian stock markets before I go to bed. And
right.
It looks like they're... I don't know a lot about this. I'm by no means an expert, but someone who knows, some other listeners or yourself, you should go over and just do a Google search for Asian stock markets, and you'll get some different pages. And the country by country, you can go to all the different stock markets, and it looks like they're all heading down pretty substantially.
Yeah, this housing market slump that's now extending into the credit markets is not only affecting markets here in the United States, but it's affecting them worldwide.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and
Mike, that's why I was pointing that out, because it'll kind of affect tomorrow's stock market. This is, already tomorrow's market in Asia. And,
exactly.
The North American market could respond to that, too.
Yeah, and I think we'll see a further slide. The Federal Reserve took $7 billion today, and basically what it was done is kind of a repo of securities that was put into commercial banks with $7 billion. That didn't allay any fears whatsoever on the market. The market continued to drop every day. It's almost like we're going to be in a feedback loop, in my opinion, where every day the reverberations of what's going on is going to become louder and louder and louder as this market continues to go downward. It couldn't hold 13,000 today and slipped under the 13,000 mark. So, we've dropped 1,000 points in a space of a couple of weeks or less. And
Sure.
Yeah,
it's the perfect storm to implement the North American Union and the Amero. Who knows, eh?
Well, exactly. And as a matter of fact, a guy named Hal Turner, who's a little more more mainstream media, on his website has actual pictures of the Amero.
Yeah,
that
I've
he's
seen
obtained.
That.
Yeah, and so and now he's and here's a guy who's mainstream that realizes, oh my gosh, this isn't conspiracy theory stuff at all. This is real, and now he's up in arms about it, and because now they're seeing all this market is starting to crash. And now we want this North American Union. The economy's going to hell in a handbasket. And now this guy's starting to put the dots together. And he goes, oh, we are in trouble. And here we are. We 6 months ago, we were considered kooks. This was all a conspiracy theory. And now he's seeing for himself that it's not conspiracy theory. It's fact.
Oh, for sure. Well, thanks for taking my call, Mike. And keep up the good work. I'll certainly be listening, my friend.
Hey, I appreciate it, and feel free to call anytime.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Winston. You have a good night. 800-313-9443. Good listeners. I tell you what, you guys are one heck of an intelligent audience. Last night and the night before, we had some great calls. And it's like, wow, man, this is really cool. And I'm just enjoying the heck out of that. The fact that we have such an intelligent audience, and even on my daily afternoon show, the level of intelligence of the Patriot radio audience is absolutely incredible. I mean, because you get people on often that know a whole lot more than I do. I mean, I've only been involved in this movement for 2 years and I'm just a little over a year doing a talk show. And, I mean, the knowledge that so many people have. Look, I know people 20 years old and 30 years old, 10 and 20 years my junior, that no more information that would make my head spin when they start rattling it off. But it's just because they put their nose into books and information, and I mean, they can just rattle and prattle this stuff off all day long. They've done so much of it. And now they're understanding how to present it and how to get information out to people. And man, these people are awesome. And I'll start getting some more of these guys on too. And Katie bar the door the night we do that, because it'll be two hours of wow, at what some of these young guys know, and it will absolutely blow your mind, blew mine. I mean, I sat and talked to these guys on the phone, on the air and off the air, and it's like, oh man, I got work to do, lots of study. Matter of fact, I've started reading the book Propaganda by Edward Bernays. And just the first chapter alone will make you madder than hell. Because the way this guy presents it, he's Freud's nephew. And he presents it as if we've given our permission to be propagandized. That in our type of society, it's a necessary thing that we be told who to vote for and what to think and what clothes to wear and how to eat. Well, I beg to differ with Mr. Bernays. I believe in freedom, the ability for me to choose my own candidate without the propaganda and the spin. We'll come back with more. This is the Midnight Rider on a Wednesday night, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
But love this song.
A little jungle love. Oh, we.
Yeah. All right. Midnight Rider here on a Wednesday night. Welcome to the show. Glad you're with us. And I heard there was a clip I came across the other day on one of the websites I visit, and it literally just incensed me. And you might have to hear this twice. One of the little analyst babes for CNBC shows up on Hardball with Chris Matthews, and Chris Matthews has a thing for this girl anyway. I think her name's Erin Burnett. And Matthews is always fawning over this girl, and she's cute, but just fawning all over. and she comes onto his show, and she's getting on to everybody because we don't like the Chinese. The people are getting upset about Chinese products being recalled and all of that, and we ought to be happy with the low prices. Here's this clip. You just absolutely have to hear this.
About inflation, that's another interesting point, because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them, or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low, and they're keeping prices for mortgages low too.
What a sense. I just went stark, raving, lunatic, mad when I heard this clip. I mean, it just absolutely drove me insane. Because we ought to be thanking China for allowing the people at Walmart to keep prices low. Doesn't matter that your child at home with their nice little Mattel toy is non-lead. And it doesn't matter that they're, well, so what, we're throwing some crap like plastic and stuff into your food. The prices are low. You ought to be happy. Sit down and shut up and eat the poison. Be happy. The prices are low. You can get your poison cheap. And your kids, they can, the toys are cheap. It doesn't matter, we got lead paint in them. And your kids are going to have problems the rest of their lives. But hey, it's cheap. And it's at Walmart. Mm-hmm. More the high cost of low prices. It's absolutely ludicrous saying that I ought to be happy that the Chinese products are cheap, even though they're putting lead in their toys, and even though that if I bring food home to my dog's going to keel over and die. Because there's plastic in the dog food. Jeez. I mean, how asinine. And you know, the problem is this stuff comes out every day. There are people who will sit on these television shows with a straight face just like that. We should be happy about the Chinese. Chinese like us. They like to ship us products. They like to do it cheaply using slave labor. They like to put plastic in the food because it's food that'll really stick to your ribs. They like to have lead paint. Why? Because they like it. And we should like it too. Back to you. So this is why I need a night a week. Just to come in here and just rant and get the stuff off my chest. I mean, the afternoon show some days is enough to do it. Some days it's not.
Today it's not.
I mean, I went a half hour over on my afternoon show, ranting and raving, and I had other friends join me in ranting and raving. And I mean, we handled everything today. And before it's all said and done tonight, we may be handling everything tonight. But she talks about how the food is cheap, and it's great. Well, let's talk about the cheap food. Food prices on the rise. This is a sources of the U.S. Commerce Department from the last year, June 2006 to June 2007. Oranges up 19.8%. Eggs up 19.5%. Frozen juices up 17.7%. Fresh whole milk at 13.3%. Over $4 a gallon in a lot of places in this country. Apples at 11.7%. Dried beans, peas, lentils 11.5%. Fresh whole chicken, don't know if that's genetically modified kind or not, up 10%. Uncooked beef roast, 9.8%. Fresh fish, seafood, 7.4% it's up. Rice, pasta, cornmeal, up 7%. Coffee, up just a modest 6.6%. And holding its own with the lowest rise on our chart, potatoes at 5.6%. And now, on with the countdown. So the prices are going up absolutely everywhere on this. Now, here's the problem. You've got rising fuel costs because, well, quite honestly, no oil, they don't want to release a certain amount of oil. Why? Because they want this price to go up because profits are good and the CEOs like it and so do the board of directors. Bring us more profit. We talked about this last night with Robin Horton, former air traffic controller, talking about the privatization of the air traffic control system in this country. There's already not enough air traffic controllers on duty now. You get private business involved, you'll have fewer. Because, oh, we got to improve the bottom line. What's the first to go in any business? It's labor, boys and girls. I mean, razor-thin margins and that type of thing, as far as labor's concerned, in a number of businesses. And they'll just start cutting staff. Boom, 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 get out of here. Start cutting hours, which means a loss of benefits, and these people sitting hanging on to their jobs because people were told that they need to be loyal to their employer. My mom finally got out of her job. She'd been in one, been a nurse at the same place for over 20 years, and the place had changed ownership two or three times. People were absolutely in nuts in what they would do and how they would treat people. And finally, she had enough. She's only 62. She said, I'm out of here. Because of the way they treat people, wanting them working 12, 18-hour shifts at a whack, and here she is, 55 years old. Oh, yeah, sign me up for the 18-hour shift. You know, it's just absolutely incredible. We got food prices rising because you got the gas prices going up. Oh, but you know what? Everybody should not worry though, because the cost of shoes and clothes and computers at the mall, they're coming down. I mean, it's literally bread and circuses. Here, entertain yourself. Look good. Look sharp. Hey, surf the net. But you can't afford to eat. But that's okay. We'll show you virtual food. Steve in Ohio, welcome to the Midnight Rider. You're on the program.
Yes, sir. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to make a comment on the lady you just played about the Chinese products, sir.
Yes.
The other day I was watching TV and I seen one of the spokesmen for one of these toy companies get on there, and they was talking about how they were so concerned about the safety of American children. You know, and I got to thinking, well, you know, where was that concern when they laid off all the American workers to go and search for this cheap slave labor? You know, I'm sure that hurt children, too.
And then, well, yeah, certainly it did.
Some of this stuff really scares me. I was just on the CNN main page there, and they took a survey of people. And they asked the question, should U.S. spy satellites be used for domestic law enforcement? And 53% of the people said yes.
Isn't that incredible?
Oh, yeah. I'm just real worried about, concerned about, you know, how things are going. So that's my comment. That's what I wanted to make.
Well, I appreciate it, Steve, and thanks for the call. But, again, you know, it's this manufactured consent, folks, and the propaganda that gets spewed. That's why I decided I've got to start digging into this more.
I agree.
Yeah, and, you know, to find out exactly how all this stuff works and how it operates and just start digging into the level of control that they actually have over us.
I'm going to look for that book you talked about. I think it'd be interesting to read that.
Yeah, it's online for free.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, just do a Google search of Propaganda Bernays, and it should bring it right up.
Okay, thank you very much.
Excellent.
Goodbye.
And, you know, I started reading it the other night. I'm just like a chapter into it because I was doing it while doing a bunch of other stuff at once, just kind of going back and forth. And just I've really got to dig into it. In fact, I may just print a bunch of the pages off and take it with me to the hospital. But it was just to think that this Bernays guy says, oh, well, we accept this because we know it has to be done in our type of society, that we have a certain group of people with leadership qualities, also known as the elite psychopaths, and then everybody else is just supposed to just follow along, because in our type of society, without that type of oversight and people reaching out and telling us what to think, we as a people would not be able to survive. Oh yes, let's emphasize the sheep mentality, shall we? Here, you just do this. But then again, look, hey, you're on the assembly line. You're doing this. You're not supposed to think. Left hand does this. Right hand does it. Bum, 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 bum. But we're supposed to be happy and pleased about our Chinese food.
About inflation, that's another interesting point, because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up. And that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low, and they're keeping prices for mortgages low too.
What? Gosh. I mean, I can sit and play that all night long. And every time I hear it, it becomes more and more absurd. I mean, it literally does. More and more absurd every time I play it. Somebody give me some duct tape. Oh, man. 53% of the population say that it's okay for them to use our spy satellites to spy on us.
Well, I ain't doing nothing wrong. I'm sitting here and I'm watching my Fox News and I'm drinking my beer and Shepard Smith's on at 7. I'm going to turn on Idol. We're going to see who the next star is. My wife, Belvy, over here, she's going to pick up the phone and dial the 900 number. Woo! And she's going to pick it. She's going to call and call and call, run her phone bill up, but that's all right because we're in control of something. Hot dog. And this Friday, I'm going to go out and I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get paid, but I'm going to do something. I'll probably turn on the TV and find out what the movie's playing this week. Let them tell me what to do. But the problem is you're going to come up with about 75-80% of the population that won't think for themselves. It'll just absolutely go on and buy into whatever they're told on television. They'll take it as fact. It doesn't matter. They could look outside and you could tell them the sky is brown while they're looking out at the sky is blue, and they'll come and report to you that the sky is blue. I mean, have you ever gotten into a political conversation with people where they start, where you get into these discussions, and what do they start doing? They trot out the talking points from all the political parties. It sounds like you're talking to freaking Rush Limbaugh. Excuse me, sir, did you get the memo? I mean, did you read over this beforehand? I heard it on Limbo. This is what Limbo says I'm supposed to think, so I'm going to think this way, boy. What's your problem? You don't like this country? You don't like how things are run here? Won't you? If you don't love it, leave it.
No, I'm going to do what the Founding Fathers told me to do. Start freeing myself from all the levels of control. And so many different levels, the lie is different. We're told one thing about this, and we're told one thing about that. And oops, when we discover that one thing's a lie, there's another lie to cover that lie. Oh my goodness. It's mind-boggling. But 53% of Americans say it's okay for the spy satellites to spy on you. But let me tell you something. Have you guys done the Google Earth thing? W does it. You know, sometimes he's on the Google when he's on the internets. And he'll go pull up a map of Crawford. And he'll look at the ranch. I've got that cut somewhere and it's really funny. I've got to find it.
He really
says it when he's on the Google. I guess that's after his trip to the Walmarts. Oh geez, but 53%, but if you've ever done the Google Earth thing, do it. And do it over your house. We've done it over our house, folks. I could literally see the toys in the backyard. I could see my dog in the backyard. And I could identify the toys.
I did it over my dad's lake house.
Yeah.
And you could literally see Barbara out in the yard.
Really?
Yeah. You could see a person out by the flower bed.
Right.
And you knew she was either mowing or doing something. I mean, yeah. You couldn't tell what, but you could see the person, you know.
Right.
It was unreal.
Yeah, I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. And just the level of detail. And they're going to sit and take these exact same type of satellites. They're going to watch you. What are you doing? Huh? You must be with Al-Qaeda. Oh, my gosh, she's having a barbecue. Quick, Bill. Alert, alert, alert. Man, in Oklahoma, having barbecue. Something wrong with him. Oh, my gosh, they must be making a bomb. They've got shampoo in that bag. Quick. Everybody, scramble to service now, now, now. Voot, 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 voot. It's just so incredibly stupid. and the fact that people will actually buy it, that will actually buy it,
well, we're a little, I'm scared. I'm gonna dump my shampoo out here before I get on the airplane. Oh my gosh!
You can take lighters now.
Yeah, you can take lighters. Those have been proven not to be a threat. That's a
$4 million a year later.
Yeah, I mean, my wife Kimberly here used to travel quite a bit on business, and she was having to toss her lighters into the little pile every day. Well, come to find out, as she was talking with one of the sky caps there at the airport, one of the guys who was working with one of the airlines,
with
American Airlines, was taking bags of these lighters that had been confiscated on a daily basis by TSA. This guy's going to the flea market and selling them.
For 50 cents a piece.
Selling them 50 cents a piece, making a ton of money at your expense. Why? Because we want to keep you safe. That lighter might do some damage. Back in a minute. Johnny in Texas on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
So with no one us. Go along without your conscience. Keep it in the dark so long.
Midnight Riders. Mike Chambers on a Wednesday night. How are you? 15th of August. It's open lines tonight. We want to hear from you at 800-451-1567. Your thoughts about what's going on in the world in the news. Johnny in Texas, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Thank you, Mike. Very well. Hope you're doing fine. This is I'm a first-time caller, first-time listener. And,
good. Congratulations.
Great job, man. Just wonderful stuff. I'd like to know, what was the name of that woman again that says we should eat all the plastic and stuff from China? What was her name?
I think her name is Erin Burnett.
Erin?
Yeah, Erin Burnett. Yeah, Erin Burnett, E-R-I-N-B-U-R-N-E-T-T. And she's the anchor on CNBC Street Signs.
Anchor on CNBC...
Street Signs.
Street Signs?
Yeah.
Wow. I think everybody out there ought to give her a little taste, maybe via email or phone call. She's crazy.
Well, no kidding, she's crazy.
She's absolutely out of her freaking mind. I would have said something else, but we'll keep it.
I know.
We'll
I know.
Keep it decent. Okay, I just wanted to get her name. Another thing I'd like to comment on real quick.
Sure.
And this concerns the U.S. Constitution. Now, I've spent over a week talking to some of the most powerful Masons in the state of Texas. I did this in, it was for research, because I discovered that my father was a 33rd degree Mason, quite by my surprise, to say the least. So I did some research. Now, in doing this research, I've come across some bad news, folks. And the Illuminati's Masons wrote the U.S. Constitution. Okay, they brought us the Statue of Liberty.
Right.
Now think about that. Think about that, folks. The U.S. Constitution was written by the Illuminati's Masons. I can't think of a greater act of doublethink. I mean, that is the sweet practice of Masonry at its finest. It's true secret. Doublethink at the supreme level. They've got us running around in circles, supporting the U.S. Constitution that they wrote. What are we doing, people? We got to think about this. I hate to be the one to say this, but I'm afraid the folks that are going on the Constitution and going by that, they've been duped. They've been had. It is a doublethink, hypocritical piece of trash. I'm sorry to say that, but that's my conclusion after very careful research. And people need to, you say, you know, people might say, Johnny from Texas, he's crazy, doesn't know what he's talking about. Go research it yourself. Just like another talk show host says all the time, go research it yourself.
Well, I think what my saying that, I think what you do is you raise a larger question. And the question that we have to ask is what is going to be our definition of freedom? And I think that's something that people really need to sit back and think about. As a matter of fact, I was talking about this on my afternoon show today. Is our definition of freedom taking things back to a certain point? And I'll hold you over after the break here. Is our definition of freedom taking things back to a certain point and then starting with this whole socially engineered nonsense all over again? I mean, is this the game we're going to play? Back in a minute. 70-second break here. This is the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. With recent